I'm Karen Given. Bill Littlefield is on his annual mission to encourage MMA fighters to read Shakespeare. Ahead on Only a Game, the story of Broadway Joe's short stay in Tuscaloosa. But first, the 2013 Little League World Series champions will be crowned this weekend in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For those who consider Little Leaguers to be the guardians of amateurism, Yahoo Sports' Dan Wetzel has a message. Pay the players. He joins me now to explain why he wishes to lay waste to one of sport's last bastions of virtue. Dan, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good. I guess the first question should be, why pay Little Leaguers?
Well, the Little League World Series is what I would pay. I would not pay the average kid that's just playing baseball down the street. The Little League World Series is a major event. It brings in about $11 million in revenue. 32 games of the World Series are on television. ESPN's paying $4 million a year for this thing. The Little League, Inc., the nonprofit that runs this event, turns a nearly $3 million a year profit. And there are almost two dozen major corporate sponsors. This is already a big business. This is already a professional event. The only people who aren't getting anything are the actual players. Now, my argument would not be to pay the players per se, but to provide some kind of a prize, a scholarship, a reward, where every time you play on national television, the kids receive $750 or $1,000 for every appearance on television into a college scholarship fund.
You draw an analogy between Little Leaguers, whom you see as entertainers, and Disney child actors who are paid for entertaining people. But there's a big difference between a shortstop and Hannah Montana, isn't there?
Not if you're in the Disney Inc. executive suite. ESPN is owned by Disney, and they are showing hours and hours of Little League games, just the same way that the Hannah Montana type shows that are on now on the Disney Channel run all day on that channel. Forget how the consumer views it. To the executive, this is nothing but content on our TV network. It's the same thing. ESPN's paying to show this game. They're taking the wholesome family entertainment, the raw emotion, the cute kids, the whole thing, and they're putting it on display, and then they're selling advertising around it. So from the perspective of Disney Inc., no, it's exactly the same thing.
I hate to bring this up, but the lives of Disney actors often take turns for the worse after they become rich and famous. Why would you want to subject Little Leaguers to that?
I don't think that giving a bump to a 12-year-old's college scholarship fund is quite the same as turning Miley Cyrus loose in the streets of Hollywood. This isn't asking for a lot. It's a symbolic thing. Everybody's getting paid except these guys. You know, you could sit there and say, well, look, these kids, they're dying to play in this thing. They're eager to play for free. Well, there's millions of boys and girl actors and actresses who would love to be on the Disney Channel for free. But somebody along the way came up with the value of the child actors, whether it's a Miley Cyrus or Sky Jackson or whoever the ones that are on now, and said, hey, this kid's worth this. And that's all we're saying here is these kids are worth something. Some money into a college scholarship fund isn't that big of a deal.
Dan Wetzel is a national columnist for Yahoo Sports and a regular guest here on Only a Game. You can link to his column, Is It Time to Pay Players at the Little League World Series? Of course it is, at onlyagame.org. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Should Little Leaguers who make it to Williamsport be paid college scholarship money? Share your opinion by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio.